There's a stillness now that we've come to this day, a spareness. It feels deep to me and dark and empty, sad and quiet. The death we knew would come has come. It was a terrible death. The ones who killed him ensured the most agonizing and humiliating death by the cruelest and ugliest torture human minds could conceive of. So why on earth would we come together this evening to remember these things? Why, year after year, do we step into this most horrific part of God's story? What is it that draws us into the deep, dark, mysterious place that is Jesus' death? Why do this? As desolate and heartbreaking as this place feels, I think we come to the foot of the cross because somewhere deep inside ourselves, we know, or at least we hope, that all this suffering has something to do with love. It isn't a thing we understand so much as it is something we hope, that somehow Jesus' death on the cross has something to do with the way God loves us. It's hard to make sense of, though. How can it possibly be that great suffering and a horrible death on a cross could equal love? There is comfort in this story, not cheap comfort, but comfort that is hard won and rich and real. Because awful as it is, the suffering rings true for us. This is the truest story we have for all the horrifying things that happen in our world. The truest story we have about terrible things that have happened to us and to the good people we love so dearly. I think we come back to this story because there is comfort in knowing that God experiences our suffering. There is comfort in the truth of this story precisely because it is so real. Real life, real. I've been beaten and spit on, real. I've been abused by the ones who are supposed to love me, real. I held my daughter in my arms while she died, real. Anyone who has lived long enough, anyone who has dared to love deeply, has suffered deeply. Love is very costly, and the deeper our love, the deeper our suffering. When we lose something of little consequence, there is little consequence to us, and we suffer little. But when we lose something or someone or some dream we love deeply, we suffer deeply. It seems the measure of our suffering is the measure of our love. Jesus died on the cross because he wanted to live as God intends all of us to live, pouring out God's love. No matter what. No matter what. Jesus died the same way he lived, experiencing great love and great suffering. And he did it all for us. Would you have believed in him the same way if he had relinquished his humanity, turned wholly to his divinity, and come down from the cross to save himself? The crowd cried, "He saved others. Why can't he save himself?" But you couldn't have done that. I couldn't have done that. The people wanted a magician, a manipulative God, a God who would make things happen according to their sense of right and wrong, or even their whims. If they had understood who Jesus really was, they would never have asked him to save himself. They didn't understand that they could not have seen themselves in him if he had saved himself. And neither could we. Hear that. It's profoundly important. If Jesus had come down from the cross, as he surely could have, how would you experience the love of a God who had an out and took it when you couldn't? If they had known him, if they had listened to him and followed him, they might have understood his choice to stay. They might have wept for his love of them. Jesus' life was never about the miraculous events. It was all so that we could believe in the God whose name is love. Would you believe in a God who saved himself, but didn't save your brother, or your mother, or your partner, or your beloved child? Would you experience that God as love? I don't think I would. Even though Jesus did everything he possibly could when he was walking around in the world, teaching, preaching, casting out demons, making blind people see, even raising the dead, all that wasn't enough. All those lives that were changed by the miracles, as wonder-filled as they are, those are stories of other people's lives. When Jesus died on the cross, he did just what you and I have to do when we're in the last place on earth we would ever want to be. He stayed. And as strange as it might seem, he loved us by staying and suffering, so we would know deep down in our bones that there is no depth of suffering our God has not plummeted. No matter how desolate any life, every single soul is God's own beloved. And God will never, ever abandon us, especially in our suffering. God will stay, God will love, and God will bless. God will bless us and the world by turning suffering into love. It's what happened with Jesus. It's what happens with us, too. We need to understand that death on the cross was not something God did to Jesus. What happened on the cross was something God did as Jesus. God experienced suffering just as we do, as Jesus. And that was an act of unspeakable love. God didn't have to do that, but God is love, and that's what love does. I think this is why we tell the story over and over and over again, why we do our best to sit at the foot of the cross, why we try not to look past the hard parts, why we try to sit with the suffering and the dying. Being at the foot of the cross is the best way to know that our God came not just to be with us, but to become us, to plummet the depths of despair with us, to do in us just what God did in Jesus. God became one of us, incarnate in Jesus and incarnate in you and me too. We are where God shows up in the world. What will happen to us if we don't remember that? What will happen to the world? For the ones who want a manipulating, overpowering God, a God that reaches down from the heavens and tweaks our lives so they match our impoverished expectations, Good Friday might seem to be cruel. It might seem like God's incomprehensible and colossal failure. But for the ones who look at the cross and see a God who is willing to suffer everything, absolutely everything we could possibly suffer, Good Friday can only be a most profound, extraordinary, and boundless experience of love. On Good Friday, God invites us to stand at the foot of the cross and to stay there until we know it to be a sign of the indescribable love God can make out of suffering. It isn't easy to look. It will help if we do it together. There is so very much suffering in our world. And when we're willing to look, willing to endure, willing to stay at the foot of the cross, we take our part in God's redeeming work of turning suffering into love. We are learning to stay. Learning to stay and learning to bless. And in doing that, perhaps we'll find the kind of strength we never knew was possible, and with God's grace, can take our part in turning suffering into love. I pray that you will take time this Good Friday to let God's immeasurable love settle in you. Remember that suffering, even death, never has the last word. God transformed Jesus' suffering and death into pure love. And that, my dears, is why we call this day good. Amen.